Welcome, everybody, to the Health Ranger Report. I got an awesome guest for you today. Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter. Welcome to the podcast.
Wow. I'm with my best buddy, Mike Adams. What another honor.
Man, it's great to sit down with you. We're in Tulsa right now at this Health Freedom event put on by Clay Clark, you know, and there's all these amazing people here, thousands of people. Let me just say right up front for the audience who maybe haven't seen it, Scott McKay, you are like a rock star here. You were mobbed by a group of people. I couldn't even, like, there's so many people around me. I was signing stuff too, but I couldn't even get to you because of the people mobbing you. Tell us about what's the response been. You have incredible fans here. What's it been like being here?
Well, I can tell you, in my past lifetime, in the competitive bodybuilding world, I've performed on stages of thousands of people. I've been public speaking arena. I've spoken to 10,000 people in the past. And I can tell you, I've never been awestruck in my life. And this weekend, and people are telling me they're awestruck. I am absolutely awestruck by what I found here with this Patriot Street Fighter Revolution. And I learned it is, because when Clay Clark, before we got started, introduced me, wanted to introduce Scott McKay, come on the stage. I made my way over there and said a few words. And when I handed the microphone back, there was a mosh pit below the stage, like they do at rock concerts. I was like, oh my goodness. So I did my best to, you know, shake hands, whatever. And then the security got me move backwards, because all the chairs behind the speakers, there was probably 150 people there, and there were two. I was there for at least an hour, and the security guys were holding the crowd back. I was like, oh my God, what's happening here? I've never seen anything like this. And for me,
it's like a rock concert.
Believe me, it's so far above my pay grade to have that happen. It's ridiculous. I still don't know how to process it all.
My back was up against this wall, which is the edge of the stage. And I had, you know, like hundreds of people, and then there was some pressure pushing the crowd, and one woman right in front of me, she was like, I'm being pushed, and she was like swept to the side. It was like the crowd was moving. I mean, everybody was safe, but there was an energy of, and it was joy, right?
Right. Wasn't it? It was amazing.
It wasn't fear from the media. It was joy for us to connect. You and I to connect like we're doing here, but also to connect with so many people that support us and follow your work and my work. It's a beautiful thing to watch.
It is. I'm moved beyond tears, actually. I was waiting to see you speak, and I came out and walked up the front of the stage to get in a chair and watch you speak. And then you're the only guy I've seen speak here until Lynn Wood last night. And then I tried to get off the stage after you spoke, and it happened again. And they moved me off the side of the stage because all the people wanted to get pictures and autographs. And we got down to the bottom of the floor. It took me, there's over 1,000 people. It took me 2 hours to get to the door, because I stayed till the very end. I'm going to shake every hand, I'll get every lady, you know, sign every hat. And I still can't process it. I've never seen anything like it. And I was talking to the general last night. It was his birthday yesterday. And I was calling him and I was telling him, Pop, this movement is truly a revolution. And I was talking to him like a little kid coming from a little league game, saying, I just hit a home run today. And I was, because he wants to live this experience. And so, you know, to me, all these people are telling me how I've impacted their lives. Like thousands of people tell me this.
Right.
And I'm looking at them and I'm thinking, you don't know the greatest impact is happening here. It's what I'm having happen inside of me. You people are you're making my battle worth fighting, believe me.
Isn't it interesting? And we can have this conversation because we both have a similar role here. So when you're recording or when I'm recording, we are alone physically sitting in a room in our place. We don't see the people we're impacting, and they don't see us. And so when all of us come together like this, it's a moment, it's a spark of healing and inspiration for both parties. Mm-hmm. So I've had so many people say to me today, oh, I hear your voice every day while I'm exercising or while I'm driving to work or while I'm doing dishes or whatever. I hear your voice, but to see you is a totally different, to see you in person, totally different thing. Have you heard that kind of comment today as well?
Yeah. And it's you know, the endearment I get is the look in their eyes, because they look at us in a way with this amazing reverence, and we realize, we're no different than they are. We're not that special, but
exactly, it's humbling.
It's very humbling.
Yep.
And I've had, you know, ladies cry. I've had guys' eyes sweat talking to me, telling me what an impact this has had on their lives. And it's hard for me to process. I just can say that, you know, none of that impact is Scott McKay. There's powerful forces that are certainly working through me. I've said a lot of things that I know that in me, I'm not that smart. This is a force that we're just being a part of.
I'm glad you said that, because you're exactly right. We are vessels of some kind of greater knowledge, which is, of course, the knowledge of God working through us. That's very, very clear. And a woman today moved me to tears. I teared up as she was telling me that she beat pancreatic cancer 6 years ago, you know, just from nutritional information that she learned, you know, from my podcast and such. And I'm thinking, you know, thank you, God, that this woman would not be here today if not for the connection that is happening. And you're having that connection with people. And it might not be about nutrition, but it's about freedom, and it's about liberty, and it's about awareness and knowledge, which is so important that it's like nutrition for your soul.
Yeah, no doubt. And it is, and you know, and that's a critical variable in our health in the first place, is that vibrational frequency, that high energy God frequency or consciousness that comes from joy and purpose and love and relationships. All of these things factor into our overall health, all of that.
Yeah.
And especially we come together, look, there is no way yesterday I would have been able to stand. And normally on a normal day, I'm fine. I just had something kick up in this left leg with all the metal in it.
Right.
But you know, normally I could stand easily for 2 hours, but not this weekend. But no matter how much pain I was in, people could see that. I could be bending my legs, you know, picking my feet up. They could see it. But I was not going to miss 1 second
yeah.
of spending time with these beautiful, unbelievable people that have truly this weekend's changed my life.
Yeah.
I swear to God, it's changed me.
I feel the same way. And mm-hmm. and for those listeners who aren't familiar with your injury, your near death experience, we don't have to go into that, but I just want people to understand that you have miraculously recovered, and yet at stressful events like this, you know, guess what? Things flare up. You got to deal with it. But you have recovered from something that should have killed you. Actually, I think you did die for a little bit, and God brought you back, and now you're here. And look how He's putting you to use now. Right?
Yeah,
isn't it amazing?
You know, life has purpose. There's a lot of things I did in my life, business wise and otherwise, that were, you know, self interested. You know. Aspects of our existence. Mine always had a victory for humanity focus or vector to it. Always, they all did.
Yep.
But none of them ever would motivate me to stay emotionally in the game. After a while, I'd be like, "This isn't really delivering the victory for humanity that I want," and I would sort of flame out passion wise for whatever startup we had in process. This. You know, I wake up, I don't even know where money comes from, because, you know, we're not a revenue model, right? And it's donations. But I don't even think or worry about that, because I get up every day with an enormous amount of spiritual energy to fight a war against these people that have been destroying humanity. And that's all the happiness and joy I need. The rest, God takes care of the rest of it.
Amen.
And
has
been
that.
Doing it in high fashion, which blows me away.
Yep, yep. And it's... You know, I know you've never been revenue based. That's never been your priority. You do have, you've got t-shirts, you've got a line of products right now. Tell our listeners just how they can find out about how to buy, you know, Patriot Street Fighter merch, as it's called. Because you do need financial support
right.
to continue your mission and to expand it. So how can people help you?
Yeah, that my site, scottmckay.us, is where they can go find anything to connect with me. The shop there to get Patriot Street Fighter gear. Every channel we get taken off of, which we're now on our 12th or 13th channel on YouTube. Now people don't have to wait to find the new channel. They go to scottmckay.us and the new channel is always ready to go.
Exactly.
But that merchandise, yeah, I mean, I haven't taken one penny from that merchandise, not a single penny. And we, you know, we've done a lot of business. That's what has to fuel the mission. But, you know, as far as me, the people donate to the mission, and which blows me away.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't for the people on that front, we wouldn't be, going into space. And but the greatest joy from the Patriot Street Fighter gear, the Tomahawks, just getting the fight and all that stuff, that's great. But to save the children shirts with the tunnels on the back or the tunnel system layout, it says save the kids in the building blocks. That is a massive mover.
Yeah.
And the fact that that they're all through here today. And when I see people walk up with the ball cap on, save the kids, all that, when I see that, and I now see there's many thousands of people out there waking the world up with this awareness that there's something really terrible going on.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, I'm in the ring shadow boxing. I'm like, this is absolutely incredible to me. Because at the end of the day, until we know this nightmare of the child trafficking SRA stuff ends, I'm never coming off this battlefield.
Well, I'm so glad that you're in the fight and that you are holding the line to protect children from the trafficking and the insanity and the, you know, demonic rituals that are taking place by these, you know, evil satanic globalists. That's a topic that gets pretty damn horrifying, frankly,
yeah.
Right? And not a lot of people are willing to get into it. But I know you have many people praying for your safety. I pray for your safety. And, you know, you and I talk, you know, off camera about how to be safe and how to be effective and things like that. And also how to support your mission. You know, I got to mention this. I hope you don't mind me mentioning it. But everybody today was also asking me, what about this line of supplements that we're going to do together? And so for those of you listening, you know, Scott McKay and Mike Adams are putting together something really special for you. It's going to be all lab tested. It's going to be manufactured in Texas at our facility. And it's going to be Patriot Street Fighter brand. And we have a lot of challenges to make that happen because, I mean, just be honest, we can't even keep our own products in stock because demand's so high. But we are going to make this happen, Scott. We're going to bring people together through health and nutrition and supporting your mission. And we are absolutely going to find a way to do this and get you as much support as we can. I just want to tell you publicly that I'm committed to making that happen.
Well, that'll be one of the great highlights of my war here. You know, meeting you a while back. Again, this flat out, there's wonderful people that I'm now connected to. You're my top guy. I love you to death. You know that. And, you know, I've held out for quite some time a number of people who I respect, love in this industry because we're all wellness based, or at least my career was wellness based until the last decade. But, you know, I've been offered a number of opportunities, but I've pushed, you know, just, you know, step back from every one of them because to me, after visiting your facility and seeing the high level science and testing,
yeah.
I could not offer these wellness solutions to my audience without knowing for a fact that this is the top tier of science that's available. And that blew me away too. I'm like, wow, I'm going to bug you and I'm going to do anything, tie your shoes, polish them, whatever I got to do to get you to do business with me. Cause I need to be aligned with this guy.
You're one of the few people that's ever been inside our facility and you saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, people that here at the event were asking if we give tours. Yeah. And I said,
talking about it.
I'm like, well, we don't give tours except to, you know, Scott McKay, basically, is the answer. And so, you know, but you've seen it. You've seen the operation firsthand, everything, manufacturing, yeah. All the equipment, fulfillment, some of the lab equipment, but not all the mass spec stuff. But that's a separate building.
Right.
All right, Scott. So you got big plans, too, for what you're going to be doing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't want to let anything out that you're not talking about yet, but you want to give us a little teaser about maybe what's coming up? Or?
Yeah, it's kind of getting out there now. I had talked to my listeners or I floated it. I got to be careful what I tell my audience because yeah. If I float something, they're like, oh, it's done. Where is it? We want it, right?
Right.
And it's that's endearing. But when I talked about we would do a Patriot Street Fighter tour because people wanted to, like, we need events to see you. And so I said, we're going to do a Patriot Street Fighter tour this summer. Now we're moving toward that. And I'm thinking, I don't know how to organize something like this around the country, but Robert David Steele has a tour that they're wrapping, you know, half a dozen motor coaches, Liberty Prevos, these beautiful buses that
yeah. You know,
same companies that are that the touring bands are, you know, they put those together. So, you know, as Cynthia McKinney has dropped out of it, but it's Sheriff Mack who has a very critical message. Of course, Robert David Steele, Sasha Stone, one or two others. And so Robert had asked me a while ago about it, and I didn't respond. And then again, he brought it up again. And I said, well, you know, he said, you'd be an incredible addition to this tour. Like, you really represent what we're going out there for. And I have great respect for him. And by the way, he has a lot of respect for you, because he now knows that, you know, I'm a validation point for you, because I'm like, look, here's the deal, you know?
Well, that's nice to hear, because I've been trying to connect with Robert for a while to get him on.
And I know he would want to have you, because he sees things in a different way than he might have in the past, for people get biases from other whatever reasoning. But anyway, so I just said, well, you know, it's going to be important that I follow through on what I promise, and I have to have Patriot Street Fighter Tour. So the bus that we're going to have is going to be completely branded for Patriot Street Fighter, which to me is very important. We're going to have I'm not going to 50 states without having my Harley Davidson to put road time in every state. I need that.
You're really going to go to all 50 states?
Yeah, 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days.
Oh my goodness.
It's going to be, now the great thing is we're going to be in hotel rooms every night. So it's not going to be sleeping on, even these things are beautiful, you know, the master bedroom and all that stuff. We're going to be in hotels, but I'm going to have a motorcycle hauler, closed hauler, behind my bus.
Yeah.
That's going to be branded Patriot Street Fighter. So I'll be able to say, okay, pull over. I'm out of the bus. Drop my wheels off the back. And we're going to have, now we know, Sasha Stone's going to have a bike. He wants to ride along too. But we're going to have bikers or bike clubs from around the country in these states that are going to roll in because they want to ride. They want to be on a Patriot Street Fighter ride. So we'll probably roll in front of the buses, or we'll go off the side and go, you know, through some countryside. But I'm really excited about that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
That is so cool. Where can people find the schedule of the cities and, you know, what day you're going to be where?
I've put out onto my Telegram broadcast channel. I always tell, there's probably 180,000 people on that broadcast channel. So when I put it in, anything I put in there is only specifically focused to what they need to know about, you know, that or otherwise. So if they get connected to that broadcast channel, they'll see the map in there. I'll keep dropping it. I'll drop the dates in there of where we're going to be, so they can keep up on where are we now. There'll be a lot of media being done with this, you know, like drone footage and all kinds of cool stuff. So
they'll
be able to see this emerging, because Robert's put together quite the apparatus for the whole thing, the exposure as we move across the country.
Well, and also scottmckay.us, I'm sure you'll have links from there.
Yeah.
Please use Brighteon, you know, to post all your speeches, videos, events, the rides, everything. People want to see that, you know, and you know you're never going to be censored on Brighteon. Right?
Well, you know, all of my work I've ever done is on Brighteon.
That's awesome.
Yeah, everything that I have, Chris Walsh is a good buddy of mine, former Marine, real patriot. He's gotten all of our videos, all of them done, even from the tipping point clear back a year ago.
Oh, really?
And everything I've ever done has been put up on Brighteon as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so,
well, yeah. And then there's a lot more coming from what you're about to do. I mean, that's a very ambitious tour. You're going to find fans in every state, in every city, because you can see, look what's happening here. People are ready. This is almost a spiritual revival moment for this country. And you're one of the guys that's out there saying, you know, let's take the fight to the enemy. Let's take our country back. Let's expose and let's tell the truth about the evil, and then let's defeat it. And, you know, right now, people are really resonating and drawn to that message, because it's rooted in truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's fundamental truth.
Yeah, and I think that I questioned whether, because Ron's been trying to tell me, Scott, you have no idea what's happening here with Patriot Street Fighter. I'm like, you think they'll buy t-shirts, stuff like that? And he said, now this weekend, he keeps looking at me like, I told you. He said, you watch what happens. This thing is massive and you just don't get it. And he said, that's what I like about you. You never get it. Like, he said, that's why, you know, why you have this humility, because not only do you don't get it, you're unaffected by it in a sense that, you know, I see me in God's eyes. I know how imperfect and fallible I am. That's why I don't have the ability to say, wow, this is all about Scott McKay. It's not. It's about a war. I'm fighting it. The people fund it. The whole Patriot Street Fighter segment of the tour is funded by the people. So scottmckay.us is where they can go hit the donate or contribute, whatever. I let the people tell me what's important. If something flames out about me, my message, the tour, it's just data. Great. This is not where I'm supposed to be anymore.
Yep.
I don't need to hang on to something that is not serving humanity. So,
and let me say, if you ever wake up on any given day and you think that it's all about you, you should take a month off. You should like run naked through the woods until you get humbled or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because it's not about personalities. It's about God speaking with us and through us and us connecting to people. And like there have been times where, oh, I had a plan. I was gonna have a video or a podcast about this subject, or I was gonna do this thing. And God said, no, you're not. You're gonna talk about this thing because this is what needs to be talked about today. Yeah. You gotta, you know, listen to that and be humbled by that, because it really is. I mean, I'm glad you said it. It's not about us. We are just a connector with people who have a resonant message and an intention for healing and freedom. And that's it. And we're just there. We're like a proxy for what everybody else is feeling. And without all those other people, we are nothing. And without God, we're nothing. Really,
truly. And I can't get people to understand this enough. And they, you know, the look in their eyes when I get to see them and talk to them, kiss them, hug them, shake hands, to me if this is what nearly being killed and making his comeback was all about, that I get to experience this and losing what I lost. I wouldn't have traded my spiritual ascension that came from that for anything anyways. But the fact if God is saying, this is your reward, that you now have purpose and that my people are going to, so just the fact that I get to make a connection, this kind of connection with so many beautiful people, I still can't put it into words. I still can't process. Look, what happened yesterday would make anybody would be, as crazy as it sounds, it's a life-changing experience for me. Not just because this has become a revolution, a ground revolution, the Patriot Street Fighter revolution. It's that it's actually real, and the sincerity from all these people telling me what they're telling me. I've been fighting a war by myself in front of a microphone. I've been calling out the worst people in the world. I mean, people say, you got these Harley Davidson skulls on your finger. Like, you know, you wear that kind of, stuff on your, who's that skull? Well, this represents George Soros. When his head's on a stick, I'm close to done. This is Jacob de Rothschild right there. When his head's on a stick, then guess what? I think the war's over. But since this is what they do to humanity, guess what? Reversing the symbolism. They're now, I'm wearing these guys as ornaments.
There you go, yeah. Because you're gonna have their heads on a stick.
This is what's gonna be the inevitable conclusion when we're done fighting this war. But so I go from this mentality of, I have to empty my soul and get this off my chest, and I'm doing it in front of a microphone, and I'm gonna call all these people out around the world, the worst names of what they are, the truth. Mm-hmm. And let's see what happens. Either they're gone or I'm gone, obviously. But the fact that the people are saying, you're fighting for us.
Yes.
You are fighting for us. I get it. 1,000 people, thank you for fighting for us. I'm like, thank you for telling me that it matters.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you know, I think what really resonates with people about your voice is this authenticity. And you know, you're never reading a script, obviously. You're not talking from a script. I mean, you may have some bullet points, obviously, of breaking news and things that you want to cover, but your commentary is fully authentic, and you are an imperfect person. You talk about that, and you talk about vulnerabilities, and yet you have that internal strength and power to be a warrior, even though you're wounded, like a wounded warrior, right? Mm-hmm. And there's an archetype, a cultural metaphor of that. And that's a warrior with wisdom. That's a warrior who is willing to spill his guts on the battlefield to fight for humanity. And that's, I see you as, you know, every warrior throughout history that fought for freedom. You are there, whether it's a sword or a bow and arrow or a rifle in World War II, storming the beach, whatever it is, you're that guy. You're that archetype. You're doing it now with a microphone.
Mm. Yeah, it seems like we can be a lot safer in what those guys had to face.
That's right.
Immediately. And, you know, I I've only spoken of this maybe one time in my life, and it's a recent past. I fought a multi-decade war with Satan himself, and I don't talk about it. And maybe at some point that'll be revealed, or, you know, how what that was about in my life. But it was my own silent war. And I recently won that war, and I didn't know could be won or would be won. And like I said, it's a very, very personal part of my life. But when I finally decided that I was going to make some moves to either win or lose, you know, the power of God was truly what showed me what was possible. And yeah, Satan has tools to destroy me. You know, will it, or with this extra dimensional being or force or spirit or actual being, have the power to? Possibly. But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm like, let's let the people decide. The people will decide. You know,
that's right.
Plain and simple. The people decide. And at least I will have put myself on the battlefield, and I did what makes me happy and fulfills my purpose, because this is the only purpose I've ever had.
Well, you are fulfilling that purpose in a huge way right now. I just want to thank you, brother, for all that you're doing. And excuse me. And I know you mentioned you want to come down to Austin. We're going to set up a new studio area just for you and I to get on camera.
That's awesome.
We got a whole new place ready for that. Well, probably don't even need a green screen. We'll just put a big American flag behind us or something like that. That'd be great. But we got to do more together. And you have a powerful message. And I love your work. I love what you're doing. I just want to encourage all of our listeners to, you know, check out your message at scottmckay.us and follow your podcast.
Well, listen, I greatly appreciate that. There was like a hope whenever you toss it out there, we do something like that, do a show together. And I was like, man, I hope Mike Adams really would follow through. But now that we are, I'm thinking the response I got from my audience was incredible. They're like, you guys are like a comedy show. That was awesome. We had so much fun. And I was like, yeah, it was fun. And I thought, you know, hopefully we get a chance to do that. And I mean, I told you this, look, I think we're great together in person in the studio.
Yeah.
I'm willing to come to Austin, you know, drive down as often as I need to do it on a regular schedule, because it's just that important, number one. And to me, it's like the fulfillment that I get just getting to be hanging out with you and laughing and kicking ass on the cabal.
Yeah, I mean, it is fun. And it's amazing that we're geographically so close together that we can actually do that.
Yeah.
And also, I guarantee you, every time you come, I'll show you some new exotic piece of gear.
That's awesome, man. I'm still blown away by that operation, looking at that, walking through like a kid walking through Manhattan, looking up in the air like, holy Mary, mother of God, is this real? You know, that was so cool. I've been bragging about it ever since.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
It's,
and it's also, you know, there's something about, I'll just say it publicly, I feel like you and I kind of like went to high school together or something, you know, like we had been friends, you know, from a young age.
Yeah.
But we only met a few months ago.
Yeah, face to face.
Isn't that wild?
I just know after having left you, I'm like, this is a guy, I've got his back, period. And, you know, I'm not impacted, you know, by everybody.
Yeah.
But just, it's in your heart and soul and what you accomplish, what you fight for. I'm like, whatever it is, I got this guy's back. Somebody has something stupid to say about Mike Adams, then guess what? I correct the record. It's like Ann Vandersteel. Somebody says something about Ann Vandersteel, I'm like, let me correct the record, you know?
Yeah.
Because my friends are my friends, and I know what I know, and I don't pick bad friends. I pick great friends.
You know, I love Ann Vandersteel. I finally got to meet her and go on with her yesterday. Mm-hmm. She's such a professional.
Totally.
Her crew is super professional. She is like, she's got every second of every broadcast planned. I mean, I'm more spontaneous and organic. Yeah. It's kind of loosely scheduled, but Ann is on the clock. I mean, she's got it nailed.
Oh yeah, I'm like, I'm by the seat of my pants. I sit down sometimes, holy cow, what am I gonna tell the folks today? I'm like, I don't worry about it. It'll pop up, and it isn't coming out of my brain necessarily.
That's true.
I'm like, when I grow up, I wanna be like Ann Vandersteel.
Exactly, yeah. That's a good way to put it. Someday I'll be as professional as Ann Vandersteel.
Yeah.
Until then, I'm just gonna, keep making people laugh.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It works.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Scott. It's great to be able to talk with you.
Buddy, it is truly my pleasure. Thank your beautiful staff here that makes this stuff happen. So you guys have a great operation. I'm honored. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. The honor's all mine.
Thanks.
All right.